Welcome to Have Guitar Will Travel, presented by Finnish Guitar Magazine. With your host, me, James Patrick Regan, otherwise known as Jimmy from the Deadlies. And today I'm speaking with Robin Taylor Zander, who is Cheap Trick's secret weapon and has his second solo album out. In our conversation, Robin talks about his hometown of Clearwater, Florida, and he talks about his current projects, producing, songwriting, and performing with Cheap Trick, his dad's band. Robin talks about his musical upbringing at Florida State and with his dad's band, and Robin tells us about his solo dates, when he decides to use the band versus when he's playing solo, and the venues he's playing. Robin describes the instruments he's playing solo, guitar, pedal steel, bass, and the instruments he played in Cheap Trick, singing, guitar, bass, and even drums, subbing for everyone except for his dad. Robin discusses Jack Douglas and Jay Messina's production help throughout his career, including Jack signing Robin to his record label. Robin talks gear and collecting gear. To find out more about Robin Taylor Zander, you can go to his website, robintaylorzander.com. That's robintaylorzander.com. And on a personal note, if you're in the Napa area or San Francisco Bay Area, my band The Deadlies will be playing at the Blue Note Napa on Halloween at 8 p.m. That's on Main Street in Napa, California. Thanks, guys. Please subscribe, like, comment, share, and most of all, review this podcast. I really appreciate it. And please support Vintage Guitar Magazine in all the wonderful things they do for us guitar players, because they do so many wonderful things for us guitar players. Here's my friend Robin. It looks beautiful wherever
Yay.
You are.
I just got back home to Clearwater, Florida. That's where I'm at right now.
Okay. So. That's where you live?
Yeah, that's where I live. I just flew in literally today. I had like an hour and a half delay at my previous destination, so unfortunately I got here a little late, but
that's okay.
I'm glad I could get here in time to talk to you guys. So
yeah. What were you doing wherever you were?
So I'm doing a couple different things right now. I was working on a project with my friend. I'm recording him and his band, and also I'm doing some stuff on my own. I'm doing work on my third record. We're about to put out the second LP, but I'm doing some songwriting with some friends. I used to live in Nashville, so I go there sometimes and do some songwriting and then come back home to Florida. And so I've just been running around and also working with my dad. We have some gigs coming up, so doing that as well and just staying busy.
Sure. How often do you perform with your father?
So I've been playing with him on and off for about 8 years, but whenever I do like a release of my own, I have to have time for myself to do it. So I'll jump off the road with them and do my own stuff for a few months. And then when I'm finished promoting my stuff, I'll go back on the road and play with them. So
okay,
really it depends, you know, it depends on the time of year, but, right now I'm doing a lot of my own stuff. So
yeah, I totally understand. Well, I love your album. You know, the songwriting is so eloquent. Did you go to music school? I mean, outside of, I know you've been exposed to your father and his band for so long, but did you go to music school?
I tried to go to music school. I went to Florida State for a couple years.
Okay.
And I tried to do stuff like classically trained musicians, like stuff that they do. And it didn't really work because I'm mostly a trained by ear, you know, musician.
Yeah.
So, basically I went to Full Sail after Florida State and just went for a recording engineering degree for like studio work to kind of learn how to record myself so I could like put down demos without having to pay other people to do it for me.
Yeah.
And, so that's basically after that. And then after that, I went to, straight to a school on the road with my dad and play with Cheap Trick for about 8 years. And, yeah, so this is my second record, and I'm going to start to promote it and play live, and I'm excited.
Yeah. I saw you did some solo dates, and was it in May?
Yeah, I did some gigs. I was in Plano, Texas, Dallas. I was in, I went all across. I went to St. Louis, Chicago, all the Midwest places, because a lot of people that are familiar with Cheap Trick are, you know, from the Midwest.
They're
a Midwest band.
Yeah.
So a lot of the dates were concentrated there, but I play home here in Florida a lot solo, and so wherever they'll have me, I'll play.
Yeah, of course. Were the May dates? Was that with a full band?
Some of them were.
Okay.
And some of them were just solo acoustic. It depended on the situation. Like I opened up for some of the gigs for the band Mr. Big.
Sure.
If you're familiar.
Of course.
And so I opened up solo acoustic for them. And then they had a couple dates where they had me with a band.
Okay.
And it depends on, like, the, you know, where the gig is and how much the pay is and all that.
So. Yeah, of course, of course. the practical aspects. And how do you get your, do you have, like,
yeah, trying to get people to the city, it's hard.
Yeah, I know. Believe me. Do you have a set band, or do you, Nashville, if you have connections in Nashville, it's probably pretty easy to put together a band, but.
The people that I play with aren't from Nashville. I used to have a band in Nashville, or I was part of a band, and, but they all kind of, during COVID, right before COVID, we kind of split off and did our separate things.
Okay.
But the people that I play with currently are from Chicago.
Okay.
Mostly. And New York City, depending on where the gig is. But, I kind of play with whoever's available. I don't have a set exact band if I do a full band gig.
Yeah.
I do a lot of solo acoustic gigs, though. So, and that's, as you know, it's like a lot easier to plan because I got my own schedule.
Because there's only one
I got
one
my
hat.
Own schedule. Yeah, exactly. So that's all I got to deal with or worry about,
Yeah, it's way easier than a whole bunch of cats.
Yeah, exactly.
Who was it playing steel guitar on the record?
On the first or second one?
On this current one. The second one.
On the current one, it's me. But on the first one, it's someone else.
Oh, really?
I taught myself. Yeah, man, it's me playing the steel pedal steel. I have a 10-string Carter, like an old beat-up Carter 10-string pedal steel, three pedals,
Sure.
It's got the knee levers. Yeah, and I've been teaching myself how to do it. I used to live in Nashville for like 5 years, and I came into contact with some musicians that were, playing it a lot, and it's just such a unique sound that I wanted to buy one and
of course
try to teach myself the basics. But it's such basic playing on the record, It's like if you listen to the steel playing on the first record, the guy that played on that. We hired, and he was fantastic. And I'm not up to that level yet, but I'm getting there. I love Slide. I love George Harrison. I love Dwayne Allman. So I love those players.
Sure. But the steel playing on the current record, how would I know that it's not stellar playing or whatever? But it fits the song.
I know.
It fits the song. And Jesus, steel guitar playing is, you must have a serious math background to be able to play.
A serious what background?
Math, because it's all fucking numbers.
I thought you're talking. I thought you're talking about Breaking Bad.
No, not math. Math. Like the knee levers, knee levers.
Yeah, I was okay with math in high school and middle school and down the line. I was more interested in the arts. I loved music and art. Uh-huh. Those are my. That and goofing around on the recess, on the playground during recess. That's what I was good at.
So I don't have the liner notes to the record, so I don't know. I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions that they might be stupid questions. But did you play the solos on All American Company?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are badass.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I play all everything you hear except for some percussion added by. Jack Douglas.
Yeah.
Other than that, everything I play the drums, I play the bass, guitars, the keys.
Wow.
I do the string mellotron stuff you hear in those songs.
Yeah. I was going to ask you about that too.
Yeah, my younger sister, Robin Saylor, she lives out in California and works on on movie sets and does acting.
Uh-huh.
She does a lot of stuff, but she also is a musician.
Okay.
And songwrites. So she kind of came up with parts and sang them on that song and on the song called Blame Game and a couple other things.
Yeah.
So other than that, though, it's just me playing all the basic instruments on the record.
Yeah. And did Jack produce your first record as well?
He mixed it and mastered it, but he didn't. The first record was me and a guy called Kenny Siegel, and he has a studio up in Woodstock, New York, and we did the first record there at his place, and we co-produced it together, and then had Jack Douglas and Jay Messina mix and mix and master it, and
yeah, exactly. How long has Jack been in your life? Jack and Jay, for that matter.
Jack, since I can remember, since I was a little kid. And Jay, not too long after that.
Okay.
I was aware of them because Cheap Trick used to open up a lot for Aerosmith when I was a kid early 2000s, late 90s. So there was always gigs where Jack and Jay would come as guests because they both have worked on Cheap Trick records and Aerosmith records in the past. And so they have a history with both bands. So I've been aware of both of those guys since I was a little kid, you know, backstage at a Cheap Trick show in like the late 90s, early 2000s, you know.
How, did Jack get involved with arranging songs and stuff on the record, the new record?
Well, the way it worked was I sent him the demos and he went through them, and he didn't arrange songs necessarily, but he did give suggestions on what he thought should be added for overdubs.
Okay.
And the mixing as well. Him and Jay have a big say in the mixing and all that. And that's pretty much their input is crucial there as well. So it's like it's a trade-off. It depends on each record. It's different, but this record was way more involved with Jack and Jay.
And where'd you record it?
We recorded it all over the place. We were in LA.
Okay.
We recorded at a little studio there in Hollywood, and we recorded some of it here in Clearwater.
Okay.
We recorded some of it at my house.
Oh wow!
In the area here, sure. And also, let's see, we recorded all over, man.
That's fine.
wherever we could find a place to, you know, set up and do some overdubs, we kind of did it modular.
Yeah.
Setup.
And the label that the record's on. What's the label?
Confidential, and it's Jack's label.
Okay.
It's out of New York City. So if you Google it, it's Confidential New York City, NYC.
Yeah, so you're not going to tell me because it's confidential.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, very good.
Good thinking.
Now the important stuff. So like your website, I see you, there's a gallery, and I see you with an SG. I see you with what I think is your dad's Rickenbacker. And then I see you with a Les Paul, a Burst. I don't know if it's a real Burst or not a real Burst. And then also with the blue Telecaster or like some sort of like metallic kind of Telecaster. Are all those your guitars?
No. No, only half of them are mine.
Okay.
The Telecaster is mine. The SG is mine.
Okay.
The Les Paul is Rick's because I had a fill in for Rick when he was sick.
Oh wow!
And I did about 3 weeks worth of gigs for him.
Uh-huh.
And I got to play one of his 59s, which was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And so that's what that Les Paul is.
Okay.
And I forget, the Rickenbacker is my dad's. So out of those four. Out of those four, two of them are mine and two of them aren't.
Yeah, exactly. When you filled in for Rick, did you play the five neck guitar?
Heck no. No way, man. That's sacrilegious. No one plays that thing.
It is actually.
One person and that's it.
So what, besides the Telecaster and the SG, what are your guitar? What's your guitar arsenal look like? Your collection.
Well, I'm not endorsed by any one company when it comes to guitars, so I'm pretty free reign with what I use. I use a little bit of everything. I like Fender Tellies a lot. I love Dan Electros. Mm-hmm. I like basses too. Like I play bass, so I like Hofners and the Dan Electro Longhorns. And
sure,
I like Rickenbackers are probably my favorite because I'm a big Beatles fan. So.
Uh-huh.
I love the 425 model Rickenbacker that my dad uses on stage.
Okay.
It's the same one that Johnny Ramone used in the Ramones. So that's my favorite. Also, the guy from the MC5 used that. I'm blanking on his name, but not Kramer, but the other dude that just passed away recently.
Yeah.
He used a 425 Rickenbacker. So I like those kind of style, you know, guitars.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. What have you been using for amps?
I'm endorsed by Vox, so I'm AC30s all day.
All right. Hand wired?
AC. Yep. I mean, anything AC30, whether it's the hand wired or the, you know, anything with the Greenback Celestion speakers. And, you know, I like the, there's the custom ones where it's just got the trem or it doesn't have the trem.
Yep. Yep.
The tremolo and the vibrato. Yep. And I mess around with those. I have one of each and I love all of them, man. You know, I kind of switch around with the Vox amps, but I've been using them all my life.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Right on. So do you have the collecting bug that Rick has and Tom has? Or I'm not sure about your dad. Does he have a collecting bug?
My dad, he does when it comes to things that are important, but he doesn't collect across the board like Tom and Rick do. Like they, you know, they get like multiples of things if they see them. You know, my dad's like, he'll have one maybe of, you know, something, okay, if that. And you know what I mean? So also I think it's different, you know, if you're the lead singer and rhythm guitar player, you know, he kind of has the guitars that he likes the sound of, and there's just a few of them, and he's been pretty consistent with the guitars he plays. He likes there's a Les Paul Junior double cutaway 1960 that he plays, cherry red model, and he played the 52 Telecaster from Live at Budokan.
Oh, okay.
He played the 59 Rickenbacker that he still has, the blonde one with the gold. He still has that guitar, and he played that at Budokan, and he's very consistent with the guitars he does have, you know. Yeah.
But how about you?
So same. I mean, I love Rickenbackers. I'm the biggest Rickenbacker Fender Telecaster fan around. Okay. And you know, I like the 12 strings, you know, I like the Petty models that came out. I like the Roger McGuinn 360 models. I like the you know, the Rickenbacker 4000 series basses, you know, like the McCartney style one that he used to use, and
the 4000
and and the guy from Yes, you know. Sure. I'm a fan of all that stuff, and I play drums too, so I've got a set of Ludwigs that Bunny gave me when I was a kid that I have a set of you know, custom Slingerlands and that things I've bought since I lived in Nashville. I just bought a lot of used gear. So yeah, I have a little bit of the bug, a little bit, for sure.
And so are you doing, you know, you mentioned, I mean, we talked about your album and stuff, but are you doing session work also, like for other people?
Yeah, actually me and my dad and Tom from Cheap Trick, we just did a record with Greg Bissonette, the drummer from Ringo's band, All-Star band.
Yeah, yeah.
And amongst others, you know, he's played with everybody, but he's a big session guy. And they had us do a Kinks/Tom Petty kind of covers record.
Okay.
And we played with Ben Montench, who's the original, obviously,
for Tom
keyboardist
Petty.
From the Heartbreakers. Yeah. And Mike Campbell's playing on some of the stuff.
Wow.
And Rusty Anderson from Paul McCartney's live band. Yeah, he was on the record, so we cut a lot of the stuff live, and my dad sang on some of the tracks. And, you know, it's just great stuff, man. I do stuff like that all the time when it's available, because when do you get to play with a member of the Heartbreakers, you know, members of original Cheap Trick band, and, you know, all these great players, McCartney's live band, and, you know, all these great session guys. So, I do a lot of that
from
stuff.
From David Lee Roth.
That's right, man. As the clock strikes whatever time it is right now in the background here.
That's fine.
I don't know if you can hear that.
I can't. I'll hear it later when I do my editing. Okay. And so when you do solo gigs, like around, you do solo gigs around Clearwater?
Yeah, I've actually been doing that a lot more recently, the past 3 or 4 months. I play at a venue called Ruth Eckert Hall. Mm-hmm. Which is kind of big in the Clearwater area. It's a really nice indoor amphitheater, you know, kind of like the old opera houses. It's very classic looking. And I also play at a lot of the, you know, places along the beach on the coast here. I play at local restaurants in cities like Clearwater and Dunedin and Safety Harbor and St. Petersburg and Tarpon Springs and all these places that are around the Tampa Bay area that people don't really know about. They just know about Tampa or St. Pete, but there's a lot of communities here that are very friendly with the arts, and I'm here just trying to spread that along.
Right on. Tap rooms, playing tap rooms as well?
All the time, man.
Yeah. Good for you.
Yeah, tap rooms. Yeah, go check out, you know, your play. Go check out the breweries in, like, you know, Clearwater, Dunedin, and St. Pete. There's a bunch of them.
Yeah, right on. That's great.
Yeah.
Acoustic guitars. What do you got for acoustic guitars? That's what I was supposed to stump you on that one.
I've got a bunch of Ovations. One of my favorite acoustics I've ever gotten bought with my own money is a 1975 Glenn Campbell edition.
Yeah.
12 string Ovation. I forget the serial or model number and all that, it's it's not a cutaway, so it's like a dreadnought style.
Yeah.
And
but
and
with the round back.
With the round back, and it no pickup. It didn't have a pickup routed. It didn't have the input. It's not that it just didn't work. It just didn't have a pickup installed.
Yeah,
so you had to mic it.
Yeah.
And that is my favorite recording guitar because it just sings. It sounds great.
Yeah.
Any mic you put in front of it, it sounds great, man.
And it doesn't slip out of your lap.
I like that one. I have a Gibson Roy Schmeck model, which is like a parlor guitar, Gibson 6-string. Tobacco Burst. That's pretty cool.
Yep.
I have a 12-string Martin, kind of like a D28 style Martin.
Yeah.
And what else, man? I've got a Gibson J45 style 6-string, like dreadnought.
Okay.
I have I got a lot of stuff, man. I don't know.
That's okay.
A lot of stuff.
What about pedals? Are there pedals that you use?
When I play with my dad, it's just straight into the box.
Okay.
You know, there might be a boost pedal and that's it.
Okay.
You know, nothing, no, just straight into the amp. But when I do my own solo stuff, I have a little setup.
Okay.
And it's very minimal, you know, like, I'm very heavy Boss. I'm not endorsed by them or anything, but, I use the JHS audio products. I use a Keeley compressor.
Yep. The 2-knob or the 4-knob?
The 2-knob.
Yeah, it's much better.
I agree. It's my favorite, one of my favorite pedals of all time, and it's so simple, you know? You can't go wrong with that thing.
I agree.
I use like the old Vox Wahs when I see them pop up, like the old style ones.
Yep.
They're clunky, but they're great. You know, they just sound the best. And let's see. I use a lot of Boss stuff, you know, like the Overdrive.
Yep.
But I try to get the Japanese ones.
Okay.
Not the made in US ones. I forget what they're called. The Kawasaki ones.
Yeah.
Is that what they're called? Something like that.
Okay.
I don't know, man. I'm just going off the top of my head here. I'm not big into pedals.
Yeah.
Just because I really rely on my guitar and my amp for tone.
Yep.
And it really, pedals for me is just either for a boost, a drive, or for an effect and nothing else. I don't want I'm not splitting my signal to like a bunch of different amps. It's really just a standard setup, you know.
Sure. I get it.
Yeah.
Yep. That's great. And do you know your tour schedule? Like, do you know where you're going to be playing coming up here pretty soon?
I know that I've got gigs coming up here. I got gigs in Florida coming up the next 2 months because Cheap Trick has got some time off.
Okay.
They're not doing heavy touring from here until the end of the year. It's pretty sporadic.
Okay.
So I'll be in Florida for most of the time, and I'll also be recording hopefully in the next couple months for the third LP.
Right on.
Cause I've got a lot of stuff from the second LP that was recorded, but didn't make the cut.
Okay.
And I'm going to be adding some more recordings to that. So that'll be coming up soon.
Are Jack and Jay going to be involved with that as well?
Yeah. Yeah. They'll be involved with it.
Right on.
Again, they do a lot of the mixing, and then they do the mastering
sure,
on their own. So, So really it's up to me to get the basic tracks down.
Yeah.
Wherever I am. And I kind of, I record sporadically. Like I said, this last record was done in three different cities, you know, wherever I could like fit in time to, and it'll be the same this time, this go around. So,
yeah. So you filled in for Rick. Have you filled in for anybody else in the band?
Everyone except for my dad.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
Yeah. I filled in for Tom. He had heart surgery in 2021. So I filled in for him for about 4 months.
Okay.
I filled in for Rick twice.
Oh, okay.
And he had some health problems. And I filled in for Dax when he had his two kids.
Okay.
I played drums, even though I'm not much of a live drummer.
Uh-huh.
You know, I am, you know, okay in the studio. So I did what I could, but I filled in twice for them. And, the only person I never had to fill in for was my pops.
Okay.
So.
Right on. Right.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, you're in Florida. Do you surf? Do you do anything like, you know, beach related?
I surf the web. No, I'm just kidding. I surf, I don't surf at all.
Okay.
I like going to the beach and just kind of laying out.
All right.
And, I mean, when I'm in Florida, I like playing golf and, I like, you know, I like just walking around. If anything, I like enjoying the weather that we have year round here. It's pretty special, you know.
Yeah.
What
brought you to Florida in the first place?
I was born here.
Oh, okay. So that's your home.
Yeah, it's my home.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, I was born like literally a couple minute drive from where I'm sitting right now.
Okay.
You know, this is where I was brought into the world. And it's where a lot of my family's from.
Sure.
And so yeah.
All right. Fair enough. Anything else you like to do for fun besides playing golf and laying on the beach?
I like playing trivia.
All
trivia's
right.
Fun. And I like shooting pool. If there's people that want to shoot pool that are
halfway decent,
not hustlers, you know.
Uh-huh.
I just like to have fun.
Yeah. Well, it's been wonderful talking to you, Robin. I appreciate your time.
Oh, thanks for having me, man. Anytime.
My pleasure.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. Have a great evening for you.
Yeah. I'm going to maybe go to the driving range.
There you go. Okay, take it easy. I hope I get to meet you in person at some point.
Yeah, hopefully soon. Hey, Cheap Trick's playing. Where are you located?
I am. They just played here just a few weeks ago. I'm in Napa, California. I was hoping I was going to see you with them here in Napa, but you weren't there. You were absent.
I wasn't there.
Yeah.
No, I was absent. I was busy at work here recording.
Yeah.
Soaking up the waves.
Well, have a great evening.
Hey, you too. Hey, look, check it out.
It's flowers.
It's flowers, man.
Yeah, purple ones. Lots of them.
Sunny Florida.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I'd All show right, you
man.
Outside my house, but it's raining. And it's not. That's not.
Oh, darn.
Not very exciting.
Darn.
All right, talk to you later.
Hey, man, it's nice to meet you, dude.
Nice to meet you.
Take it easy.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Have Guitar Will Travel. You can catch up on all the things I'm doing at thedeadlies.com. And I'm on all the social media platforms as well. And please support Vintage Guitar and all the wonderful things they do, because they do many, many wonderful things for us guitar players. Thanks. Please subscribe. Please tell a friend. And I'll see you guys next week. Bye, guys.